I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. From Ukraine to the Middle East to Sudan, our world is seeing the most conflict since World War II. Today, more than 1 in 6 children live in war zones, and many face famine. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
"You can't help but think, oh my word, this is huge. And these aren't just numbers. These are sons and daughters."
Keys for Kids devotionals point kids to the hope of Christ, and you can help bring this hope to more children. Visit our website to learn more.
One of the things that we're struggling with right now in some of these hard-hit places like Ukraine is we don't have any more resources in our warehouses. We don't have anything to give these hurting kids. Pray that God will provide in the most miraculous ways financially so that we can continue to provide the hope that's needed in many of these places.
Next, last summer's war created a tumultuous season for kids in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
"A lot of children in the Bekaa Valley and in southern Lebanon went through very traumatic experiences. Seeing their loved ones being killed, seeing many villages being totally destroyed."
A delicate ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is holding steady, igniting sparks of hope for a more stable future. Heart for Lebanon is reaching out to traumatized youth with the hope of Christ. Find ways to help in the full report online. Most importantly, pray.
The news out of the Middle East is always one of war and destruction. What I'd like our listeners to pray for, that the new news out of the Middle East would be one of peace and tranquility.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.